Here's the word for today.
From Vision 180 magazine.
To help you live different every day.
Be fruitful and multiply. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Your heavenly Father created the world, and you are made in his image. This means that you're wired to think creatively. God finishes his creative work in 6 days. Then our work begins. God said, in essence, I've provided you with all the resources and talents you need to have an abundant life. Now do something good with it. God didn't make woolen jackets. He made sheep to give us wool so we can create beautiful and colorful fabrics for warm outfits to protect us in cold weather. God didn't make cheese. He made cows that give us milk so we can create dairy products from it. The Bible describes the beginning of all good things in these words. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply." The word multiply means that God wants you to end up with more than you started out with. But to do this, we must begin to think creatively. Instead of simply accepting what is, take what is and make something more out of it. When you do, you're following in your Heavenly Father's footsteps. Sometimes churches pour cold water on any thought or activity that isn't religious, saying it's worldly and therefore God would not be pleased with it. That's like saying God only works within the four walls of the church. No, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Psalms 24, verse 1. Wherever you are, whoever you are, whatever you do in life, God wants you to put your creativity to work so that you can glorify him and bless others.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
See more at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.